The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent humiliated himself again on the Sunday shows, this time on This Week on ABC with Martha Raddatz. She was asking him about the status of these deals, these trade negotiations, where people are banging down our door, apparently, and the phone's ringing off the hook on all these trade negotiations while our economy suffers. His answers were ranged from unsatisfactory to lying to just utterly, utterly mortifying and disgraceful. I mean, like, how could you just wake up in the morning, you know, in your Barbie house in Charleston and decide you want to go onto TV and try to spin this nonsense for Donald Trump? Anyway, I want to watch the first clip about the most important thing, the China negotiation, and I'll explain to you what the many, many problems are with it on the other side.
Are negotiations actually happening? Who is talking?
Look, this was IMF World Bank Week, the NDC, as you know, and I had interaction with my Chinese counterparts, but it was more on the traditional things like financial stability, global economic early warnings. I don't know if President Trump has spoken with President Xi. I know they have a very good relationship and a lot of respect for each other. But again, I think that the Chinese will see that this high tariff level is unsustainable for their business.
Why would
model.
They deny that the negotiations are going on?
Well, I think they're playing to a different audience.
The Treasury Secretary doesn't know if Donald Trump has talked to Chairman Xi. He doesn't know the status of the negotiation. Why are you on TV then? I mean, it'd be one thing to lie and to say, well, you know, those are private conversations. I'm not going to comment on them. That's not what he said. He said, I don't know if they've talked. What are you doing here if you don't know? I mean, like, this is the most important. If you're the Treasury Secretary, the trade war with China is your number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 priority right now. Okay. The trade war with China is, like, A, at the heart of Trump's agenda, positive agenda, if you want to try to spin it that way economically. It is also at the center of the economic challenges that we have in front of us. It could be the thing that leads us into a recession. Like, you know, the negotiation with what's happening with Italy, if we want to pull them out of the EU and do a bilat, like, that's not that big of a deal. Okay. You know, the Italian marble importers in the country, like, they'd appreciate that. But, like, systemically, what's happening with China is the game. We have a 145% tariff on them. I've mentioned this a couple of times, but I talked to a woman just a couple of days ago who owns a small business here in New Orleans, who was like, I'm screwed. Like, so much of the products that we sell to tourists here come from China. There is not an alternative in the U.S. 145% tariff is totally unsustainable. We can't make money. We're going to lose money on everything we sell. And, like, we've talked about the, you know, game board, the board game company. Like, there are just so many examples of this across the board. Like, an 145% tariff on China's crisis. Like, there's stories out this morning about the ports, like the port of Seattle, port of Los Angeles, like how much less traffic there is going into the ports already. Like, the final Chinese ship is going to be going into West Coast ports in like a week or and by Chinese ship, I mean like a ship carrying Chinese goods. So all, like, the impact of all of that, like, the impact is the big box store CEO said to Trump of empty shelves, like, all that is coming. That's, like, urgent. This is an urgent problem. Okay. Like, it's bad enough. The economy is bad enough right now. The market situation is bad enough, but, like, a real crisis that people will be able to experience in their lives, be they small business owners or people that shop at Home Depot, that, like, almost every American is going to interact with. Like, this crisis is coming right now. the Treasury Secretary should be fully engaged on what is happening with his counterparties in China, what is happening with the president, how we're going to get to some kind of deal or temporary, like some, you know, reprieve. Though that wouldn't be that good. I mean, this is an utter crisis, and he's just sitting there all haughtily talking about, well, you know, I saw my counterparty at the club, you know, after I had a cosmopolitan, and, you know, we had a little chat there, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see? Like, what? We're just going to wait? I don't know what Trump is saying. I don't know what the status is. Get to work, Scott Bessent. Anyway, he did some lying, too. We might as well watch that.
Let's talk about the Time interview with President Trump. He said that he has made 200 deals on tariffs. 200 deals? Who has he made deals with? Is there actually any deal at this point?
I believe that he is referring to sub-deals within the negotiations we're doing. And, you know, Martha, if there are 180...
But those aren't actual deals.
Martha, if there are 180 countries, there are 18 important trading partners. Let's put China to the side, because that's a special negotiation. There's 17 important trading partners, and we have a process in place over the next 90 days to negotiate with them. Some of those are moving along very well, especially with the Asian countries.
So, yeah, we got these sub deals. Okay, we don't have any deals. We got sub deals. I don't know. Subway sub or subordinate deals, I guess. I don't know. We've had some chats, you know. You have nothing. There's nothing. A sub deal, there's nothing. Like, you've made no... Like, maybe you've made progress. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, I don't know, if you were trying to hire somebody for a job and, you know, they'd submitted their resume and they said that, though, they want X amount of dollars a year. And you're like, ooh, that's too rich for our blood. And then you talked about it and you're like, well, we could, you know, maybe do it with a bonus. And they're like, oh, I don't, you know, and then you go into, and then you're like, well, we have a sub deal. You know, and it's like, well, no, you don't actually. You have nothing. You've discussed some potential, you know, pathways to a deal, but you haven't actually done anything. And I genuinely don't understand why he's doing this. Like, I people on the internet are saying, like, oh, this is for a audience of one, Trump. Could Trump possibly be impressed by the most haughty and affected, like, you know, billionaire going on TV to, like make very condescending remarks about, like, the demanding that people be patient and, like, not giving really particularly compelling answers and having a horrible Q score, I don't know. It's pathetic. I can't imagine that Trump watches that and is like, that's good TV. So I don't know. And the other argument is that he's doing it for the markets. But again, if you're the market, if I'm an investor, how do I look at that? Investment's basically saying, we're not going to have any deal for months with China. I don't think that should be calming to the markets. Calming to the business community. So I don't know what he's doing. Maybe this is a kink. I don't know. Maybe Trump's making him do it. Maybe that's a kink. I'm just open to different ideas, because I don't see anything positive coming out of Scott Bessent's appearance on the Sunday shows this weekend. I see somebody that basically reveals that they're out of loop on the most important a negotiation that they should be the central player in. And I see somebody, like, just making up some really, really obvious lies that anybody could see through to try to buy time and rationalize a policy that is indefensible. You know, it's just like the idea of tariffs are not indefensible. The idea of some kind of nationalist, you know, economic policy that tries to reshore jobs is not undefensible. Like there are ways to do all of this that I probably wouldn't support, but that, you know, you could at least have a policy argument around. There's no policy argument for having a 145% tariff on China, shutting down the ports and like randomly changing the number every day. Like there's nothing. So why defend it, I guess? Why defend it on ABC this week? Who is that for? Maybe one day we'll learn. Anyway, we'll be seeing y'all again real soon. Peace.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.